I know. It's only a few days into the new year, and you've already broken all of your resolutions. Except for one. Listen to America Weekend. Yep. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. And let me be, I don't know, maybe the 4,000th person over the last few days to say the words Happy New Year to you. Stay with us. Big hour coming up here on the program. We are going to talk about ways to earn money without leaving your house. Look at your credit card bill. Yeah, that December charge bill is coming in the mail. May have already. It's going to be there this week. Are you afraid to open the envelope? You don't know what it's going to say. Oh, yeah, you do know what it's going to say. You're going to have a four-digit balance on your credit card. And no, there are no decimal points anywhere to save you. So what do? You got to figure out a way to pay this thing off. Maybe you don't want to leave the house in the middle of the winter to earn that extra money. We will have some suggestions for you. And then random facts from the folks over at the Guinness Book of World Records. I came across a copy of the 2015 Guinness Book of World Records, flipped it open, found some interesting things, and we will talk about them. After that, we will have Christina Stoffo with the Entertainment Report. It's going to be a little different this week. Christina will join us live in studio, and we will have a complete wrap-up of the entire year in entertainment that was 2014. We start things off this hour with New Year's resolutions. Do you make them? Do you even bother to keep them? People get all excited. It's the last few days of the year, and you think, all right, the new year, it's going to be better. It's going to be different. I remember when I was a kid, and when you still have that innocence, and everything is sort of wonderful and magical and different and new, you think, ooh, a new year, and everything's going to be different. The sky is going to be a little more blue each day. The air is going to smell better and cleaner. The Hershey bar will taste even chocolateier, if that's a word. More like chocolate, you know what I mean. But it doesn't happen. December 31st comes, everyone stays up late, they get drunk, they eat a whole lot of Doritos, and it's the next day, and you watch football, and the day after that, you're back to work, and the whole thing starts all over again. Well, as adults, we make resolutions. Things are going to be different. This will be the year I make $1 million. Not to mention the fact you've never made over $37,000 in any one year, and you're having a hard time keeping a job, but this is going to be the year. And this will be the year I lose 100 pounds. Well, you only weigh 180 now, so if you lose that, you're going to have a serious medical condition before the new year is out. So are our resolutions a little bit too far-fetched? Do we set the bar too high? I think we do. Some people get really upset. Oh, I've already started eating candy again, and I said I wasn't going to eat candy in 2015. Come on. It's just a new month. I know it's a new year. It's a sign of rebirth. It's a brand new beginning. Try to keep it on an even keel. There are people, I know people, that are grown adults that really think just because the calendar is going to change, and because you're writing a new year on your checks, if anyone actually writes checks anymore, that everything is going to be different automatically. Change is something that doesn't or should not occur because a number is changing. It's something that you work on every single day. And it doesn't come overnight. And it doesn't come because you make up a list of dopey things, many of which are ridiculously unattainable anyway. The idea is to live your fullest every single day and do what you can to be the best person that you can, not only for you, but for those who are important to you and for those who rely on you, your family, your kids, anybody who's around you that matters. That's how you make a resolution and keep it. You resolve to be a good person, and you resolve to be the best person that you can be in your own little world every single day. And if you do that, yeah, your resolution, it'll stick, and you'll keep it. Stay with us when we come back. Ways to earn money without leaving the house. We resolve to give you some good ideas. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
American Weekend.
Where are they now?
with Ahmad Rashad.
This All-Star 4 was drafted fourth overall in 1993 and went on to score over 11,000 points and 3,200 rebounds in his 11-year career.
Mashburn posting up Pippen. Nicely done on a fade.
So where is Jamal Mashburn now? Talk about a franchise player. Jamal owns 37 Papa John's outlets, 34 Outback Steakhouses, and is an investor in a number of car dealerships across the state of Kentucky. He's a college hoops analyst for ESPN. And in 2012, Jamal lost a bid to buy the New Orleans Hornets.
We'll see what happens, but hopefully one day I'll get my chance to have the reins of an NBA team.
Looks like Jamal Mashburn is taking his game to the next level. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A new 10-year study shows 1 million men and 500,000 women die each year from eating 4 ounces or more of red meat every day, including processed meats like sausage and bologna. Now known as the red meat not only clogs the arteries and boosts blood pressure, but it actually allows cancer cells to sneak through the human immune system. And cooking of most red meat causes cancer-causing chemical reactions between sodium nitrate, a preservative used in meats, and high cooking temperatures like frying. But an even newer twist. Seems it's not just the red meat itself, but the profile for many of the participants who ate higher quantities of red meat. They also smoked, drank a lot, overate, didn't take any vitamins, exercise regularly, or eat much fiber, fruit, or vegetables. Oops. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.